Penguin Audio presents Tarnish by Catherine Longshaw. Read by Leslie Belair. Greenwich Palace, 1523. 1. A deep breath is all it takes to enter a room. Or to scream. Or both. I stand against a wall, 5 strides from the great oak door of the Queen's apartments. The guard watches me sideways, pretending he's not. Pretending he's focused on the stairwell. The pretense fails to deceive me. I haven't asked to enter, nor can I turn and walk away. Before re-entering the Queen's service, I must solicit her welcome, and he knows it. I know he's looking at my risque French hood, at the black hair it exposes, at my misshapen little finger. I shake my sleeve to cover it. I know he's thinking about my family, my sister. We stand like effigies, pretending not to stare at each other. The walls loom, grey as the rain outside, like the sky of England itself. Everything seems colourless and humbled, despite the layers of velvets and tapestries, the peacock plumage of courtiers and ladies. Greenwich Palace feels like my father's disappointment made tangible. I take another deep breath and straighten my shoulders, just as Father taught me when he marched me into the presence of Margaret of Austria, the Duchess of Savoy. I was 7 years old and terrified to be left in her care. Father offered only one piece of advice before abandoning me and returning to England.
"When you're afraid," he said then, "you need to put an iron rod in your spine. Look your enemy in the eye. Take a deep breath and perform."
The prodigal daughter, he calls me now. Or he...